It is my deep, deep pleasure to welcome back to Many Rivers Books and Tea. I don't know how many times she has spoken before. It's been a number at this point. But Trina Vega is a dear, dear friend. Stuart and I last year participated in the Grandmother Ocean Retreat that she led in September last year. It was awesomely powerful, wonderful, sweet, rejuvenative, generous. And those adjectives all apply to this lady. It is my pleasure to ask you to help me to welcome here to Many Rivers Books and Tea.
I just had you in my head. I didn't see you. Surely my pleasure to be here, and I see a lot of familiar faces and some new faces, so that always is really happy and joyful. I just want to thank Robin Stewart and all my friends from Many Rivers, and it has just been awesome to come here. And again, I'm returning, and in my culture, when we go to another healing home, you bring them something special, and they do have a little collection going on. But this is a very special feather. This feather actually has been danced through ceremony. This crystal is one of Grandmother's Ocean, so it's been out in the ocean. And the feather brings honor, and it brings a lot of blessings to the person that receives it. You're really never supposed to go, in our culture in Hopland, I'm native Pomo from Hopland, and I reside on my reservation. You're not supposed to get the feathers and make it your own. You're supposed to be gifted them. And so I'd like to gift this as a gift, as my gift for coming to visit, and I really appreciate being here. I'm honored. I'm honored every time that I come here. So this evening I'm going to talk about Grandmother Ocean, so I'm going to introduce myself for those that may not know me that well. My name is Trina Vega, and I have practiced alternative healing for over 30 years. I'm a mother of four and a grandmother of almost 18 children. I'm very blessed. I've been practicing alternative Reiki, angel healing, crystal healing, the native way, and I've been residing on my reservation now for 6 years. Before that, I practiced, but I just knew I had to go reside there to really, really, really take in what I needed to. The healing, combining maybe my medicine with the traditional medicine and kind of just blending them together is kind of explanation of who I am. I dance. I dance with the native culture up there. I dance. But I'm known more as the cook. When we have any events to bring people together, I'm the cook. And that's an honor to take those shoes, because I was raised that when people come together, you always share a meal. And when you share a meal, it's got to be special. You got to put prayer into the food. You got to put blessings. So that's all part of my culture. Also why you don't see a lot of really skinny natives that are Pomos, because of the food. Everything is a food. We pray, it's food. You gather, you visit, it's food. So it's wonderful to have that title. And so I've been practicing Grandmother Ocean healing in my 20s. It was really interesting. 20s, I'd go out to the beach and bring a group of friends, and we'd go into the waters, and we'd feel good, and I would go home after a while, and it was like, well, gosh, that felt good for a while. So I did that in my 20s. Into my 30s, I started going, well, make it more of a ceremony going out there. And it was right when I turned 40, because I'm 58 now. So when I turned 40, I had one of the leader of our culture say, "Do you want to learn it the right way?" And I'm like, "Yeah," because what they do in our culture is it's just not automatic. They don't just go, "Everybody's going to come learn this." They wait and watch, see if it's really in your heart, if the medicine is really in your heart to do so. And so it was really interesting. And so, you know, the other times I'd go out 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, be nice, go out there. And so he's like, "Okay, so be out there at 5 a.m. And I'm like, "5? Yes, 5. Whew. So the group of us, there was some that like, "Oh, no. So went out there just completely like, "What am I waiting for at 5? And he goes, "Remember to bring a gift. Remember to fast the day before." And he'd gone down all this list on if I knew exactly, like a woman cannot be on her cycle to even be anywhere close to the ocean. So he was going down the list, and there I was at 5 o'clock, and I'm like, "Well, you know, we're going to run, jump in, and fly to the car." We did it. So we went out there, and he waited until that exact time, just watching, built a fire, went out and prayed to the water, came back, and just watching. And then it was about 5:40 when he said, "Okay, now, are you ready? Have you wrote down? Have you placed it on something? What is your intentions? What do you want to release?" And again, I was like, "Well, I was kind of just jump in and say, no. So again, sat us down and said, "You know, you're to write this on something that the ocean will accept, like rice paper. You could write it on a sage leaf with pencil. It's the intention of what you want to release." And then he said, "Now, when you release that, what gift do you have for Grandmother Ocean?" And I'm like, "Oh, I know. I brought sage for her." And he's like, "That's good. That's a good gift." So we went out there and we prayed, placed our intentions, asked permission. You always ask Grandmother Ocean permission for healing. There is times I've heard no. And not very often, but there has been about 3 times that I heard no. And it was more like the person, her family was encouraging her to go do it. And she really didn't want to. And when I heard that no, I went and talked to her, and she's like, "Well, I really don't want to." And she had cancer. "I really don't want to. Kind of against my beliefs." And I'm like, "Oh, no, then, you know, bless you, and it's good for you to just go home." And I really got it, because she passed a little bit after that, but that was her journey. And she, you don't have permission to take away from somebody's journey. And that may be the times that I hear no, because I've heard them just only like 3 times that I heard a no. So I was submerged in the water. And then I got up and I said a prayer, and I gifted her my sage. And I was thinking, okay, we're good to go. Because it was pretty cold at that time in the morning. And he's like, "Well, you know, I built a little fire over there." And I'm like, "Oh, that was nice, but I think we're going to just head out." And he's like, "Head out where?" He's like, "Oh, no, you've got the whole rest of the ceremony to do." So we were like, "Wow, we didn't even bring all the things needed." So we sat there pretty cold. And he goes, "You know, you could walk around and you could pray. Or you can go down, up and down the beach, and you could, you know, pick up things that don't belong there. There's things that you can do. Besides sitting there, you know, acting like I was just freezing to death." And so he says, "Well, you've got about 2 hours and 10 minutes, and then you'll go back in." And I'm like, wow, just enough to almost get dry. And then I'm going to go do it again. So went through the whole thing again and went through the whole ceremony again, asking. And this time, he said, this time, what would you like? You gave her what you wanted to release. What would you like in return? Would you like well-being, abundance of something? What is it that you would like? So the second time I was submerged in, it was, I'm asking Grandmother Ocean for something. At that time, it was for my healing, because I had a very difficult childhood. And so I went in a second time, and then he said, where's your gift? And I'm like, I put it in the ocean. He's like, no, you got to give another gift. I'm like, but it's in the ocean. Can I go look for something? He's like, no, these are hers. It belongs to her. And I went, and I had a very precious, it was a cross, and I blessed, took it off the chain because I didn't want the chain. I blessed the cross and I gave it to the ocean. It was a really a powerful lesson for me to really understand the full healing. And even after the second submerged, you went back to the fire, you sat there, you meditated, you gave a little gratitude, and then, you know, here it's now way past noon, and he's like, now you may leave. So it was so powerful that when I went home, I felt just pretty depleted. And after years of practicing, I'd take somebody out there. It was in 2000, the year 2000, when I started practicing the retreats, the healing retreats. And I have seen the most amazing healing from depression, from dis-ease to somebody's body. One that's just a profound healing was, there was this 20-year-old girl that came to me and she said, I'm dying. And she came to the retreat. She said, the doctor said, everything's shutting down. 2 years I have been just dying and they don't know what this is. And so I talked to her a little bit, gave her some Reiki, gave her a reading. And I said, yeah, I really feel that this would be good for you. It would just bring you peace, because that's what I felt, that was just so much anxiety around her. And so we went on a Saturday, and we went out there and did the healing with her. And Sunday morning we got up, and the group got up. It was like 6:30, 7 o'clock, and going into the kitchen to get tea and coffee, and I'm like, where is she? We laid her on the couch. She was pretty, like, out. Laid her on the couch. You're like, we don't know. So we're all looking, where'd she go? You know, we're looking outside. We start getting worried. Did she get sick? Her car was there. And somebody goes, I think you want to come look down on the beach. And she was running.
Oh.
Running. And she came in and she said, I don't know. I feel great. I don't know if it's because I'm dying. And she was a death of a part of her that no longer served her, because she carried something from another lifetime into this lifetime. And when we did the ceremony, we did ask from this time or any past life or anything, just to release her of all blocks. And you know, that was the one time she was raised very Catholic, and she chose to really stay in the Catholic. She goes, I don't understand this. I give gratitude. She said, it'll always be in my heart. But it was like, that was all she needed, was that healing. And she's been, now she has two kids, and she's doing good. So I have seen profound healings. I have seen a lot of healing from hurt, especially female hurt. Is probably one of the biggest healings that I've seen out at the ocean is to release mother hurt, sister, loss of, loss. The ocean is so powerful. And we learn at a young age to really honor it. You know, my grandmother that was born on the reservation, she taught me those rules that you never leave anything that's not yours. You always, if you see paper, you see something, you clean it up regardless if it was yours. You want to leave that ocean much better than when you got there. You always want to give the gifts. You want to respect the ocean. The ocean is there for you to heal, but you want to respect people that go into play or do dangerous things in the ocean. You always want to, even with the healing, I would never just tell somebody, go out there, practice this healing by yourself, go through it. Absolutely not, because there's times that when you're submerged into the water, you're just so disoriented, even though you're in there for just a second. Because when it leaves, 9 out of 10 times, I've seen it a few times, something leave through the heart chakra, but it's almost always through the crown chakra of what is no longer serving you. So the ocean holds many gifts, and the biggest gift is not so much what are you giving to her, is to be able to know that it's like every other, you get this big powerful healing, and you get this, you want to give her something that will add to her. It was like the Native American giveaway, even though a cross wouldn't be something that you'd want to throw in the ocean, it was just a lesson that the medicine man had me learn, because I didn't come fully prepared. And he said, how many years have you been doing this? Because that's how he started asking me, and I'm like, oh, I've been doing this for a long time, and people feel great. And so he humbled me really, really, really well. And I've just never looked at it the same. Now it's a full ceremony. Before I even give this talk, I always go out to the ocean before. So last week I went to the ocean and just asked for permission and asked, what would you like me to relay? What is the messages? And I've been getting this powerful message, especially right now with this full moon in retrograde. I have dogs around that just looking up at the moon howling, because the energy is so powerful, but it has so many gifts if you're ready for it. And Grandmother Ocean holds all of this, but you have to hold in your heart the belief. As that woman that did not want to go out there, and she said she was panicky, knowing that somebody's gonna push me in the ocean, and it just scared her. It's not for her. It's not for a person that is completely afraid of water. You'd have to take them, and you can give them a healing with Grandmother Ocean without submerging them, if that is the case. You can use it, do it as they do a baptism, where you just put the water over the head. Now, there's a message. I have a physical doctor. I've had him for over 35 years, but I don't think he's a normal doctor, because if you call his office, he's like, hello, I'm Dr. Carol. If you need to see me, come on in the office. That, I swear, and he doesn't have a nurse. He doesn't have somebody to billing. He does everything. His office looks just like it did in the 70s. There's nothing new. That's him. And so I don't have anything against the medicine. I just don't feel it should be your only choice. And I really live that. Before, 10 years ago, I wouldn't even put an aspirin in my body, because I just thought, no, now I've got a balance. If I did something really strenuous, I'm always out in the garden. If I did something, I've got some aches and pains, I'll take an Advil. I bless it first. But I'm just, you know, as we look at the television, when I do see it, it's pretty disgusting on, there's always a medication on an advertisement that you've seen 6 months ago or a year ago that now is connected to an attorney call, because if you've had death or if you've had this, call this number, we'll help. And, you know, after years of seeing those things, medication, if I really needed it, my doctor knows that if I really needed it and it was for my highest good, I'd be the first one to take it. But it won't be the first thing I put in my body if I can. And I'm going to give you an example of healing with Grandmother Ocean, because I always carry ocean water and have some in my house. And it was 16 years ago, and I was just folding some towels, and I wasn't really feeling stressed or anything, but I felt my heart start, and then it like felt like it was going to jump out of my neck, and then I started feeling dizzy, and I'm like, oh, this doesn't seem like something's good. So I went and called my son. He beat the ambulance because I never call for being sick. Then I called 911, and I just sat there, waited for the ambulance. And once the ambulance was there, you know, they're like, looks like you're having a heart attack. And so they put me in the ambulance, and I'm like, hold on, because they're going to give me an IV. And then he's like, hold on. I'm like, I just want to try something first. And I said, I know, you know, if you see that I really need it, then I will just be quiet. And I pulled down some Reiki. I envisioned Grandmother Ocean in front of me. I asked her for that blessing, and I just got this calmness, because they took my blood pressure, and they said it was just insane. And I said, okay, take it again. And then he's like, it's normal. And he goes, okay, I don't know what you did, but we're going to take you to the hospital. So I did, because I wasn't sure what happened, because it sure was scary to me. When I got to the hospital and they ran all the tests, and the guy came in there and he's like, can you tell me about what you did? And I said, well, I knew I had you there, so I felt safe to try my way first. And then if I needed you, I would welcome you with open arms. And I said, but I envisioned Grandmother Ocean, and I pulled down some Reiki, and I just placed it around me. And what I found out after, the only thing that they could have called it was a panic attack. And they got to name it something, you know. They took me in on the ambulance. So I really, really have that deep, deep belief system that I myself can heal myself first. If I ever need a medication, I will surely open it. And that's the message that I get. I don't want anybody to leave here thinking, you know, don't take no medication, go out to the ocean. No. But I'm saying that many that are on medications that you can wean yourself off of after a healing, like depression medicine or pain medications, those are the type that really work well once you give up what no longer serves you and you open your arms to the healing powers of the ocean, because Grandmother Ocean has healing powers, and I see them over and over and over. But number one, you have to respect the ocean. You got to want the healing. You got to be ready for the healing, truly ready to give up what no longer serves you. Depression medication in this country, to me, it's, you know, when I see depression medicine and it says it may kill you, I just don't understand how can that ever be something that would really assist. So that's what I'm saying about the ocean. And I'm just not going to name names, but I came here just knowing that it was two individuals that that was coming tonight, and one has a loss, and one has depression around the heart from hurt from a long time, and that you've been trying to heal, really heal yourself, and you've gotten really good on the paths you've been, and you're really starting to stand in your power. But the ocean is calling you, and there is a big healing for you. And I just want you to know, I mean, if it's something later, I don't want to point or feel, that's why I'm kind of like not looking at anybody, because I tend to go where the energy is taking me. So if you feel that this is you, you can call me, you can let me know, and you know, we can talk, and I could at least give you a little prayer, a little healing over the phone. But there's two that in this space that Grandmother Ocean is really calling, so I just want you to know that. Does anybody have any questions at this point? Because I'd like to do a meditation. But
I do. I was wondering, do you wait until the ocean is like perfectly calm? Do you have to, you know, is it always 5 o'clock in the morning when you're down there?
No, it's you. You go by the tides, and then you ask through prayer. It's usually low tide. There's been times that we've gone out there. I have never gone when it's just scary. And as you can ask Stuart and you can ask Rob, it sounds like, oh my gosh, you're going to be so freezing, so cold. But it's really not. You have your adrenaline running, the healing running. You're in and out, and it uplifts your spirit, and you feel like running, and you feel happy, and you feel joyful, and like a kid like after you come out.
Is this where your bathing suit?
Yeah. Yeah, you can wear it.
Just out like in Doran Beach area?
It depends on when this one coming up. It depends on where. I rent a big home over there, and so it's a weekend. So you get the full healing. You get the night before to work up and explain about it. The day you go out, and then through that night you have other healings, and you leave the next morning. So Doreen Beach. I've done a couple there, but there's other places that, depending on where you rent the house, there's really close access to it. So it depends. But I have always gone to Bodega Bay, just because Bodega Bay, since I was a little bitty girl, that's where my grandmother took me for healing, or that's where my grandmother went to when she had arthritis. So you can have this healing in any ocean, anywhere. I just prefer in Bodega Bay, because that's where I know so well, and I just know the ocean. I feel really safe there. So I've never had took a group out, and you know, because you ask permission to the ocean, so it's usually never like big waves coming up at the time. Sometimes you want to wait for a little wave, because then it just, you know, gets real easy and you don't get so much sand in you, or around you, not as much anyway. Is there any?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
When in giving gifts to the ocean, and the ocean then giving me gifts in
healing?
Well, in various forms to bring home with me. What would be the, you had said sage, what other types of things would be gifts to honor the ocean with? And is that something that just is going to come to me? Or is there in the ritual a certain type of gift that is more appropriate?
That's a great question. It's sage, tobacco, I've had people take flowers, just something that is safe for the ocean. I have had rice paper, because that absorbs and it's safe for the ocean. Gifts, other gifts would be, we take out Angelica root because that's more pomo art. That's a root that we take out, we burn it, and then we gift it to her. So anything that's safe for the ocean. And it does depend on you. You know, sometimes it is. Somebody took some pearls and blessed them and took them to the ocean. I had somebody take coral because they returned it back to the ocean. And, you know, I've been raised that I really don't, you know, if I find a sand dollar, I have taken a little sand dollar and blessed it and put it on my altar, but I really don't take anything from the ocean, like starfish. I could see people, you know, like pulling them off the rock and
taking them home.
And taking them home, you know, because the kids will go out with their parents and they'll see a starfish on the rock. And she's nodding. You must have seen that. Yeah. So, it's our way that we don't take anything like that. If you see, a shell, I've taken a shell, but I've used it for something. We use it for our medicine necklaces, or we use it for something. It's not just to take to display. I think the biggest thing that I've ever taken was, I did some channeling out at the ocean, and there was a specific rock that was supposed to come home for healing, and it was pretty heavy. So I'm like, oh my goodness, it was like this big. And I stayed there 5 hours, just, you know, are my sure missiles to take this? And then I even called somebody. I'm like, can you come over here and do, just really get a reading what you hear? And they're hearing, yes. Yeah. So I did take this big old rock, and I still have it. And it's a beautiful rock, and I let anybody touch it that has. And I, when I go to the ocean and get her water, I bring it back and pour it over, just so I'm honoring that as a healing. Is there any other questions? Yes.
Yeah, maybe it's a stupid question.
Never.
I was wondering why the ocean and not like a lake or a river? What's the difference between the ocean?
It's the salt and the cleansing, and it's where we have our food. The natives have our food. My particular pomos go for seaweed. That's another reason too why not very many pomos will ever have iron deficiency, because we harvest the seaweed the same way. You bless it, and you never take more than than just what you need, and you never take everything off of a rock. You only take a portion off, find another place, so that way it just keeps growing and growing. And that is, you know, that is not a, there's no stupid questions, you know. I think back, and I remember just thinking in my 20s and 30s, it was pretty funny now when I used to take group out there and heal. But, you know, because the ocean always heals you somewhat. So when you go out there and just get in, and after a day of the ocean, you're always like, oh, you know, it's calming. But that water is known for natives to be sacred with the salt in it, and because it has our salmon in the water. And so that's the best answer I can give you. I'm sure any water, I'm Pisces as well, so I have to have I have to hear water. I have fountains everywhere. I just have to have water for my well-being. It's soothing. Okay, is there any other questions? And then I would like to do a meditation. Okay. Hi.
You do readings, and you felt like there was someone here that you connected with. Is that what you said?
Before, when I went out to Grandmother Ocean, and she said there would be two individuals that really can benefit from a healing from the ocean water. one person was carrying a lot of hurt in the heart chakra, and the other person was carrying old depression. It's just old stuff in the heart. And because it's a little more difficult this way, because like when I'm doing a retreat, I pull down messages intuitively for each person coming to the retreat and what healing they need and what everything they need. So in a group like this, I don't know your energy enough to be able to really see, you know, what is it. So I go out to the grandmother ocean, I go out and ask her, what is it would you like me, what is the messages that you would like me to give? What are they? And you know, it's just more like, as you know, I read back in my journals of 2007 when I now see in 2015. Wow, what powerful shifts we're taking. And as we're moving down to 2021 and 2022, you know, I'm seeing a lot of the shifts going away with big hospitals and, you know, at least the care. The care to me is kind of like the schools. There's just so much more that needs to be desired. And but, you know, they're slowly, like, placing alternative along with the medication. Kaiser opened a program for a little bit where they had somebody give you Reiki, but you didn't know if you got Reiki because it was just a trial. I don't know what happened with that, but I know that's they were doing that in Kaiser. But I'm believing that the hospitals are starting to get more open to have the both together. How, you know, I know like when the Catholic hospitals have the priests that come in and work with you, why couldn't we do that to anybody of any religion if you have the belief system?
Like with animals, they're bringing more animals into healing.
Yeah. Yeah, and I went to San Francisco, and it was really awesome. We had a young man that had leukemia, and they asked me to go for a healing, and they were really open. I mean, they were just like, yes. And I said, you know, would you mind putting some music on? And he was in intensive care, and they were really open to it. So some hospitals are, and some are, you know, we just got to encourage and use our voices of what we want in healing, because when you heal your body, there's some of us that still, we go into the doctor and just kind of hear, you know, whatever that doctor gives you, you just take that as, okay, that's exactly what I need because you're giving it to me. And I really feel that you need to really look within yourself. And I don't think there's any healing or any dis-ease to your body that you can't really assist in the healing. And my sister friend, Kathy Fink, she used to come here with me, and she'd be my, I'm afraid to talk in front of people, and she'd like, get me to come in here, you know, and I still, you know, that initial walking in, I still, it's not as bad, but she used to come with me here, and she had breast cancer, and when we found her big lump, it was 6.7, it was huge, and they told her, you just need to go home, and you've got about 4 to 6 weeks, and just put your things together. And she was only 44, so it was devastating. And with Reiki and with the ocean, you know, she did amazing. She lasted almost 5 years when the doctors were saying we don't. And I just have to speak the truth, because she did ask me to just give this message. She said she felt like she was doing great on her own. It wasn't like the cancer, the tumor was completely disappearing, but it wasn't growing. And she was able to run her, and we'd go out to the ocean once a month, and we'd go out there and just really. And finally she buckled under her family that kept encouraging her, you really need to do radiation, you really need to do chemo, because what if it's not going away? You're trying it and it's not going away. And so she did go through the chemo, and then she did go through the radiation, and she could tell me the day that she felt her healing energy wasn't really running through her body as well. It was too difficult. And she said if she was ever placed in another lifetime and given the opportunity, she knows she'd try it, continue it her way, versus getting the chemo and radiation. That was just hers. It doesn't work for everybody, but for her, I really seen that the healing she was doing was so powerful, and she was adding a lot to it. So I wanted to do a meditation with Grandmother Ocean with everybody. And I can't remember if these lights dim or they don't.
They don't dim, but we can turn some of them off.
Okay. That's great. Absolutely great. Okay, I ask that you have your feet to the floor and your hands in your lap or in a comfortable position for you. And I ask that you take a deep breath in through your nose and hold it, hold it, hold it a little more on the count of three. One, two, three, exhale. Just really feeling yourself in your body, with your eyes closed, and being the eyes inside of your body and feeling so good. So good to be able to open up to healing, to open up to grandmother. It's like coming home to a lot. Take another deep breath through your nose and hold it, hold it, hold it on the count of three. One, two, three. Wonderful. Just feeling relaxed in your own body. Anything that you've been carrying for the day, just allowing it to just leave your body easily and effortlessly. And on this next breath, I'm just asking that when you breathe in, if you can envision it, just know it, feel it, the color of blue-green, just the color that you envision from the ocean. Whatever color you're envisioning is perfect for you. So on the count of three, but not before, I want you to take that deep breath in of that blue-green healing energy. One, two, three. And hold it and hold it and just feeling it just go every place it needs to go. Just relaxing your body, swirling, swirling all the way down, back up, and then on the count of three, one, two, three. Excellent. Really feeling yourself in your body. And any outside noises, just allow them to go way, way, way back. Just concentrating on my voice and really feeling yourself in your body. I want you to check in with your feet, your ankles. Just relax your calves, your knees. Take another breath in of this energy. And on the count of three, one, two, three, release any tension from those parts. Your legs, your upper thighs, your hips, your female organs, your male organs. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Just allowing all those parts to just receive the healing. Just really feeling good, seeing the color swirling and swirling as we come up farther to your stomach, your kidneys, your spleen, all your spine, the back of your spine, your lungs. Fill it up with this energy on the count of three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Any tired energy in those organs just leaving in the highest good. Now we're just going to focus on your heart. Really be the eyes inside of your heart. Really observe the pumping of your heart. Giving some gratitude to your heart. And just seeing the healing energy just swirl around. Take a deep breath in. Just seeing the energy just fill the heart. On the count of three, one, two, three, release. Excellent. So wonderful. Concentrating a little higher. Your throat, your voice, your ears, your jaw, your teeth, your tongue, your palate, your nose, your eyes, your brain. Take a deep breath in. And on the count of three, you're going to release anything that no longer serves you for those parts. One, two, three. Wonderful. Great job. Now this next time, on the count of three, as you breathe in, I want you to see the energy coming all the way from the earth up and through your feet, all the way up and exiting out your crown chakra. That same beautiful shade of blue-green that you envision, or if there's another color that you envision, that is the perfect color for you. On the count of three, I want you to take a deep breath in, and just it's gonna slowly go through you, out your crown, because it's just allowing anything that no longer serves you to go out gently. One, two, three, and hold it, and hold it, and then on the count of three. One, two, three. And I'm checking everyone's crown chakra. Sending healing, Grandmother Ocean healing to everyone here. Now I want you to envision yourself in the front of the ocean. Standing right in front of the ocean, your feet in the sand. Just feeling so close to that water that you could just feel a wave, the small waves just coming up, brushing over your feet and slowly going back up. And I want you to envision yourself, or if you feel that you need to raise your arms, I want you to just ask Grandmother Ocean for that healing on the count of three, and feeling it just come from the bottom of your feet all the way up. And then on the second count of three, just exhaling everything that no longer serves you in your highest good. One, two, three. Your hands to be open, and I want you to envision yourself gifting Grandmother Ocean a gift for this healing. You will know the divine gift that you're handing Grandmother Ocean. I would like you to give gratitude. Thank her for this powerful, just this little healing of taking away the stress of a day, anything that no longer serves you. Give her gratitude, take another deep breath in, and exhale. Really feeling yourself in your body. Breath in and exhale. Now moving your toes and moving your shoulders. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Does anybody have any questions? How are you feeling?
Do you feel relaxed?
Yeah. That's that same relaxation is what is gifted from the ocean. It's just that joy, and sometimes we don't realize the little stress from the days that we carry. Even though it's a good day, you know, I notice that if I'm driving, if I'm just not being aware of being in the moment, I'll be like holding on to the steering wheel and then go, oh. And for just little things carrying on, going into a mall, just picking up other people's energy, you know, not keeping yourself fully in a protective bubble. You must remember that, especially now in the last 5 years, because there's so many people that they're just raising their spiritual vibration, and then there's ones that are sick, or it could just anything that has the lower energy. It could be, you know, through drugs, alcohol, through toxins. It could be many things of why their energy needs help, and so they don't mean to get into your energy. But it's I always tell the story of, like, if you go into a store or something, or you go into a place, and there's places that you come to, like many rivers, that elevates your energy. I always send people, I'm like, that take my class, go there, you gotta try it, you know, and they always like come out and they like, oh my gosh, And then there's those places that you go into. Mine is Costco. If I go into Costco, when I go out, I'm like, and I don't care how happy I walk in, it just seems like there's just so much of people's energy, rushed energy, you know, people rushing because everybody's in a hurry to get from two car lengths in front of you. You know, they're like, oh, you know, they tell me each time, you pick the time to be on the freeway as you're going to Many Rivers, you're going to be stuck in traffic. I'm like, no, I'm not. I always bless the road. And yeah, sometimes it slows down for a little bit, but only a minute or two. I've never been, I mean, just talk, you know, use those prayers, use those affirmations, open up, you know, open up. You know, alongside working with Grandmother Ocean, I've seen angels my whole life, so since I was a baby. So I really work with angels and Reiki and just a little bit of everything. But I just am so grateful to be here, and if you have any questions, I'm more than happy to answer them. I do have this flyer here that has events that I have, and it does have the Grandmother Ocean is coming up in September. It's an annual retreat because I do a couple of the retreats, but they're not the native healing with Grandmother Ocean. The Grandmother Ocean, I only allow up to 10 people. I right now have 3, and because we want to keep it in a small group, because when we have a small group, you know, you feel like you're in a place that you've got a big hug around you the whole time. And I've been to retreats and things where they get so big that you get something out of it. But I did try a retreat one time with 16, and I walked out, and I'm like, no, too much. You know, you want small groups. So if you're interested, let me know. You could take a flyer. I have cards. If you have any questions, just let me know.
How far in advance?
It's in September, so I've gotten three requests already for this time. But it's September. Where's my reading glass? September 11th through the 13th. Okay. Sorry, I had to go this way. Get some light. That's what happens when you get close to 60. So I just want to thank everybody for coming tonight, and I'm just honored to see everybody here, and it's always an honor to come.
Thank you so much on behalf of Many Rivers, of course. Of course.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
And how you see your angels, in what form?
Pardon me?
Do you feel or do you see?
I see
angel?
Them.
Yeah.
I see. You're an angel person. I see, and I kept looking because you have many behind you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to read Earth Angels from Doreen Virtue.
I love her cards.
Yeah, I've been certified by her, but you have many of them.
Speaking of which, Jim put a bunch of Doreen Virtue.
Doreen Virtue. And she's like,
on the table for you to take a look at it.
Yes.
As you're exiting, as well as some other stuff that Jim thought would be relevant. There's also a donation bowl on the counter there, and we encourage you to contribute to it because we share that, of course, with our speaker to further her work and retain half to maintain this space for further such blessings and events. And don't forget about the Conscious Family Festival flyers and posters over there. Do spread the word. We want it to be a big, happy, successful event, and we look forward to seeing you again here in the store. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.